Small Business Spotlight on WUTC. Every day, small businesses deliver for their customers and give locally. Here's Amanda Ellis of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce with today's guest.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. Can you start by telling us a bit about who you are?
Sure. Yeah. My name is Michael Ryan. My business partner, Norman Lavoie, and I are the co-founders of New Terra Compost in Wildwood, Georgia. I grew up on a livestock farm in Dade County. I've got almost 20 years experience in the food service industry here in Chattanooga. Norm was an engineer officer in the Army for 9 years as a platoon leader in Afghanistan. He came home and actually worked here in Advista as an operations and maintenance supervisor, as well as still being a troop commander in the National Guard. And he and I met through our wives. They're both food scientists, and he came home from a deployment in Poland with the National Guard. And I was saying, you know, hey, there's problems with food waste in this country, and we've got to be able to do something about it. And I think ever since we had that conversation and went down the road of composting, we haven't stopped.
Tell us more about your business and how it solves that issue that you just mentioned.
Well, so we divert food residuals from landfills to create a nutrient-rich compost that can be used back on local farms and gardens to create more food here locally. Basically, if you can eat it, we can compost it. If it came from the earth, we can put it back. So think about your food scraps from prepping your dinner, ends of carrots, onions, things like that. Whatever you didn't eat on your plate that night, or maybe you did the smell test on some stuff in your refrigerator, all of that, we can compost that. If you're a residential member, you get a 5-gallon bucket, and you would actually put all your food residuals in that bucket. And then we have two different ways that you can get that back to us. We have our residential service as a pickup or a drop-off. For pickup, we'll come to your house and actually take the container and give you a brand new one. And that's only in a certain areas right now in Chattanooga. And then we have a drop-off, which is basically the same as when you would take your recycling somewhere, except you take your compost, your food residuals, to one of our drop-off locations and drop it off there. We have one in Needloves, one at the Wildwood Depot, Pruitt's Market on Signal, and then we're about to open up one in Red Bank. All of our residential members get compost in return. So you're adding to it, and you're getting compost in return. And then we also have a commercial program for restaurants and businesses, offices, where they get a 65-gallon container, and we swap that out either once or twice a week, depending on what service it is that they want.
So, Michael, what kind of impact does your work make on the community? How does it help people?
Well, so for us, education is key. We have to educate people kind of what the problem is and why it is we have to divert food residuals. So food residuals are actually the largest component of landfills in the United States. When we put food in landfills, we don't think about this, but we're wrapping them in plastic and we're burying them. So while they're buried there, they break down anaerobically and they create methane in the process. Methane coming from landfills, it's actually the third largest emitter of methane in the United States. So the way we really try to knock it home with people is we say, you know, a head of lettuce can last 25 years in a landfill. Most people think, hey, that doesn't last a week in my fridge. How does it last 25 years in a landfill? But you're wrapping it in plastic and you're burying it. So, you know, they're actually bringing core samples up now from 50 years ago with banana peels and newspapers that you can still read. You know, so if we were to be able to divert all of these food residuals from landfills, we'd be able to complete the life cycle of food. So if we don't put organic material back into the soil, we're slowly going to kill everything.
Learn more at ChattanoogaChamber.com.